And it's high. It went back and hid for just a little bit. But it's coming back, all right?
Amen.
Spring is coming back. So if your body tells you what happened to spring this morning, you tell your body that that spring is coming back. Just put an extra jacket on and come on out to the service. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you know what's here today? There's a world out there. And sometimes we in here need hope. As I was thinking about the service this morning and everything and putting my songs together, I thought, you know, nobody can give you faith. Faith is a gift from God. But do you know what we are to give each other? Hope. The Word of God says, when any man asks you why for the hope of the call, what is the hope that's inside of you? We are to give each other hope. And out of that hope, springs faith. Faith is the... Oh, come on, church.
Substance.
A little Bible lesson this morning. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So while I can't give you any faith this morning, I can give you hope. That you take that hope, which is going to be the Word of God, and guess what you'll get? There you go. Hallelujah. The world doesn't know it needs faith. But it's looking for hope. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to me, church. This is from God. The world doesn't know anything much about faith. They may have a religion, but they choose things because they're looking for hope. Because there's no hope in the world. There's no hope anywhere else. So we, as the church, give them hope. Because guess what we've got? We have hope. And then from that hope that we tell them about, guess what comes? Because faith comes by
hearing.
Hey, we're getting somewhere. And hearing
by the Word of God.
All right. Let's stand up and praise Him. Amen. Our message is hope this morning. I know this may be new. Put your hands together and let's just praise Him.
Hope is here, start up the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us.
Amen.
Jesus saves.
Hope is here, what a joyful noise we'll make. Join with tears and songs to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing above the storm of life, sing it through the darkest night.
Jesus saves. Free at last, what a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. To save, to heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose, you raised us from the grave. The Spirit lives in us. Bring it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus flame. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Oh, sing it out and shout to the whole world, know His name. We will know your name, Jesus, Jesus.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Whoa. Amen. Amen. Start that song again. Come on, we just got warmed up in here this morning, church. Come on.
Hope is here, shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the darkest night.
Jesus saves.
Come on.
Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saved. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saved. You save, you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saved. Oh, sing it out, a shout to the whole world know His name. Shout, for we will know your name, Jesus, Jesus.
Lift your hands in the air, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the message that the world is hearing sometimes from some of the churches now, we were talking, Brother Tim and I were this morning, is now they're trying to make the gospel so loose that they're, you know, they're saying, well, there's not a hell, really. There's not a literal hell. And this is from a pastor of a big church that years before had written the most awesome material about the gospel. And now, you know, something's changed his thinking to where he says, Jesus died for the world. Well, now, He did die for the world, didn't He? Right? But the world must receive Him, right?
Come on.
And if they don't, they're not going to heaven. Where are they going? Come on.
Going to hell.
You know, maybe, you know, we got to start talking about that.
Come on.
All right? I believe in grace. But, brother, if you've not received the grace of Jesus, you're not going to get it.
That's right.
All right. Amen? Hallelujah. And that's why it's important that we get our messages straight. And that it's based on the Word of God. That's why Pastor's been talking over and over and over again. There's one way. You know, there is a heaven to gain. And there is a hell to shun.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, some of the people are going to a play tonight in Somerset. When there's no service tonight. That's a lot for the reason. Because some other people are going to minister in Berksville. And the youth. And some of the others are going to this play called Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. And I thought, how timely.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they knew, when they set that big drama up at Somerset, that this book was going to come out in the last month. And that philosophy was going to start being spread. You know, Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. And I tell you what, it's going to be running. They're going to be showing it tonight. And then Monday night and Tuesday night at Victory Fellowship in Somerset. And 10 years ago, our church was involved in the one they did in Russell County. And you'll never be the same. If you know somebody that's talking about wanting to get saved, or maybe they're kind of wishy-washy in their stand in Jesus Christ, say, hey, will you go somewhere with me tonight? Let me take you to this play. You know, I think children need to see it. They need to see what's out in front of them and the choices and decisions they've got to make. Amen? Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen. Come on.
Remember what He's done. When the fire rages and you're torn apart, remember what He's done. He's in the midst of the war. Calm in the center of the storm. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed me. I will celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved. I will dance for my restorer has restored. When your dream is dying and your hope is gone, remember what He's done. When your joy is fading and you're all alone, remember what He's done. Come in the midst of the rain, shelter instead of the rain. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed.
Hallelujah.
I will celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved. I will dance for my restorer has restored. I will remember what He's done.
Come on now.
I will remember what You've done. I will remember what You've done. I will remember what You've done. I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul and love. I will dance for my restorer has restored. I will remember what You've done. I will remember what You've done.
I just take a minute, listen, you all. I write something in the bulletin on the second page, and I never know what it's going to be. And so I got to sharing about an incident. You can read it when you want to, but the scripture verse is from Psalm 27, and it says, What would have become of me if I had not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect for. You notice that? I didn't realize how many hopes I was going to have this morning. Wait for, hope for, and expect the Lord. And, you know, talking about that, you know, we give all the big miracles to God, but sometimes we say, now, this is too trivial for God to take care of, so I'll just handle it myself. And then what piles on our shoulders is all these little things we're carrying around. When the Lord says, and Peter cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. And I was telling about the miracle of our car, and I've got a point I'm making this morning, so y'all bear with me before we do this next song. And so I was doing this thing Thursday night, and I said, I'm going to share my miracle. The pastor shared it some. I shared it with the ladies. That our automatic window, it's been broken for like 2 months. We had it fixed once before, and it was $200, and you know, $200 is $200. So for the last 6 or 7 months, we've been going around, you know, opening up the door. You ever go to McDonald's and it's raining? What do you do? Yeah. You slip out and you open the door and you reach like this. Or you're going to the bank and it's raining. And you open the door and you smile and you say, well, you know, my window's not working. So, you know, and you do that for 6 months, you know. And I'm going to tell you what happened. We're just waiting to get the motor in it fixed. I was backing out of my mom's the other day. And I pulled down to leave, and I want you to know that window went up and down. And I went, oh. I mean, I didn't touch it. Now, you may believe me or not, but I did not touch that thing. I mean, it just went, ooh, ooh. And I slipped my hand over there. I went, down it went, up it went. And you know what I said? I said, thank you, God. Yeah. And He showed me He cares. But see, I went on in the article. See, I'm telling you all because I have to see if I believe this. I went on in the article and I shared about the Lord gave us this car. He literally brought it to our drive 5 years ago. And Jerry and I have always confessed it's going to be ours until He sends us another one. Something would go wrong with it. Guess what? God would fix it or the money would be there. And guess what? We're still trucking. Well, I had it all typed up. I had that all typed up in my article for the bulletin, you know, ready to go. Guess what happened Friday? The car. The air suspension, the motor. Well, if you look at my car out there now, and it's like this.
Low rider.
Yeah. And I laughed at Jerry and I said, I think this is a test to see if I believe. Do I dare to believe God? Do I dare to believe God for $600 to fix our car? And then Pastor is home. Hello, Pastor. He's out listening. Pastor's home. Couldn't walk this morning. So, you know, sometimes you feel these things begin to heap around you. But see, I've got hope. Not only that, I know where to put my faith. My faith's not in man. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're standing on the word that He declared. Amen. So we're going to dare to believe. You dare to believe with me today.
Amen.
For our pastor, for our car, for your needs, not just mine. Don't think, well, you know, this is a small one, I can handle it. He says, let me handle all of them. Amen. Cast them all, and when you leave here today, don't take them back with you. Amen. All right? We're going to cast it. We're going to dare to believe. All right. A mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear it coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah.
I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains shelter and demons still flee. The God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid.
Inside you.
Amen.
It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, we know that tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down. Cause in the life of God inside you, yeah, will come and break it.
Magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to worship you today. Jesus, you're our reward. You know, we can talk about, well, you know, I've got this or I've got that. Go ahead, Pastor Shirley.
We're daring to believe this morning. There's people on this prayer list that need a miracle.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So you stand this morning, if you've got somebody that you are believing for, and that you just dare to put God at His word.
Amen.
You know, it's
Amen.
Like I've always said, God is just looking for somebody to believe Him and take Amen. Him at His word. Amen. Amen. And Amen. I think we've got more than one person in the house this morning that says, I know that my God can heal. Thank God for doctors, Amen. But there's a point when God's intervention comes in, Amen, and everything is okay. If you've got a prayer request this morning, raise your hand. Look around you, and if that person beside you has their hand raised, or if you need to get to somebody, you lay your hands on their shoulder and come into agreement with them that God's word is Hallelujah. The truth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All else is going to pass away, but the word of the Lord Hallelujah. Shall stand forever. Amen, Hallelujah. Church. The word of the Hallelujah. Lord will stand forever. Isaiah tells us, surely He has borne our
Amen.
Griefs.
Amen.
And carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded
Come on.
For
Come on.
Our transgressions. Yes. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for your peace was upon Him, and by His stripes you are healed.
Amen.
Father, we come before You this morning
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We come boldly Lord, into Amen. Your throne room today,
Amen.
God,
Amen.
Grabbing a hold of You because Amen. You have grabbed hold of us and You have not let us go. And Lord, we come Amen. Boldly into Your throne room, bringing the names of the people upon this
Amen.
List to You today, God.
Amen.
We're asking for healing for their
Amen.
Bodies, mind,
Amen.
And souls today, Father God.
Amen.
Your word says that by Your stripes they are healed. We come against every affliction
Amen.
In their body, every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we called You the healer
Amen.
Of the Lord. You said in Your word that You sent Your word and You heal them and deliver them, Father.
Amen.
We thank You that they are delivered today for every person
Amen.
In this
Amen.
Congregation today that has someone up on their heart that needs healing, that needs deliverance, that needs salvation, Father. We lift them up. We come into agreement with Your word that says by Your stripes they are healed. We make a declaration, Lord, that Your word is sure and steadfast and true, and it's settled. It's a settled thing, God. A settled thing in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare Your word over pasture right now in the name of Jesus, that He is raised up and
Amen.
He is called the healer of the Lord from the top of His head to the soles of His feet. In the name of Jesus, this too shall pass.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Too shall pass.
Amen.
And we thank You for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to say this. We got a special prayer. Some of you remember Brother Dwayne Davis. And they used to minister to our children here several years ago. He asked us to pray for his twin grandsons. They are in the hospital with that RSV. And one of them is not doing very well at all. They're not very old. So I just lift those twins up right now. And the faith of their grandfather, amen, we agree with the faith of their grandfather that by the stripes of Jesus, those babies are healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Well, let's continue worshiping the Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands in worship. And praise as we praise you, Jesus. Father God, thank you so much for your power. Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing. Whatever your need is today, as Pastor Shirley's already prayed, let that anointing saturate you. You know, the environment is here. Let's put it this way. The atmosphere is here for you to get set free to worship, but you've got to plug into it. Amen. You just need to say, saturate me, Lord, with your presence this morning.